Kayomin. Kishno, when she goes out now, she does not lose the leftover clothing that's still there, she takes with her. Even if the husband was wearing the clothing, when they first got married, she brought in clothing that he was wearing. So, bloiseha means the room, the used clothing. Kayomen, if there's something left of it, she has a right to take with her. But that's what we're saying, mashiva faneha, whatever in front of her, she has a right to take. Tumor says, Tony Tono Kaimen Rav Nachman. We learned like this, the Tana learned in front of Nachman like this. Because that was Rav Funis Chiddush. Now we say, a Tana learned in front of Rav Nachman, that Zinsa, in a case where a wife was Mizana, lived with another man, so the husband has to give her a get, not, does not have to give her the ksuba. Rav Nachman holds, have seed of Loyasai and Kayomen. She even loses, she can't take anything. Even the clothing, it's there, it's in front of her nose, but she's not allowed to take it. That's part of the kanah, she can't get anything. Omalef, they said back to Rav Nachman, if she did an avera, she was mizana, keleo mizanoi? Like, did a kelim, did a clothing do anything wrong? Like, lechura, it's her clothing. Why should there be a kanah? She can't get it back. So they hold no, like we learned before, that she has a right to take the clothing. And Tony, we learned like this, loyev sidab loyesen kayomim. No, she does not lose it. The leftover clothing, the torn, worn out clothing, as long as something's still there, it still belongs to her, she has a right to take it when she goes out, even though she was Mizana. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Zu Divri Reb Nachin Stimtoi. This is what Reb Nachin Stoma said. So Rashi says, Hos Stoma the Toni, Tona came to Nachman. That at the time I said in front of Nachman Sam, that has Sida, that she does lose it, Ishnoas Reb Nachim Omra. It was Reb Nachman that said it. But Avacham Moim Nechodn say not like that. That Zinsa, in a case where the wife was Mizana, lived with another man, and now she goes out without a ksuba, the lachar is the loy hev sida bloyaser kayomen. She does not leave. She does not have to leave over the worn out clothing. She has a right to take it with her. It's her clothing. So now that the husband's giving her a get, that much she has a right to take with her. But more than that, she can't get. The Mishnah says, though, let's say a man married an idleness, an isha that can't have children, but at the beginning the husband knew about it, so that's not called a mekachtois, then everything is there. If he gives her a get later, he has to pay her a ksuba. Omer Rav Huna said like this, idleness is an isha of yen isha. She's married and not married. We'll soon see what that means. Almona, in the case where a kohen gadol though married an almona, it's also by Vera, they have to give a get, that's isha gemura. That's called an Isha Gemurah. She's 100% your wife. What does it mean like this? Island is Isha V'yein Isha. What does that mean? Hikibo, if when you first married her, you knew what she was, you knew that she was an islandess, the lachar is Yesh L'Ksuba. Then if later you give her a get, you have to pay her the Ksuba. There's no bin mekach tois. You knew what you married. And now if you don't want to make you, and you machayv yourself to give her a Ksuba. So now that you're giving her a get, avad, you have to pay her the Ksuba. What about Lehikabo? At the beginning, when you first got married, you did not realize that she was an idleness. So the chur is like a mekach tois. So ain't lo ksuba. Now when you come to give her a get, you have a right to say like it's a mekach tois. It's not what I was mechayiv myself to. I was going to give a ksuba to an isha that could have children. And she's an idleness, and I was never mechayiv myself to give her a ksuba. You don't have to pay the ksuba. That's the loch by an idleness. Ma'asheke in almona. When a kohen gadol marries an almona, Isha Gemura, she's called your wife 100%. What does that mean? Ben Hikibor, whether the Kohen Gadol first realized that she was an Amona, and still he married her. So then Shita, when he gives her a get now, he has to pay the Ksuba. But the Chiddush is Ben Lo Hikibor, even though when the Kohen Gadol first married her, he did not realize she was an Amona. He wasn't told so. But later he found out that she's an Amona, he has to give her a get. Lamaisa, he has to pay the Ksuba. Is Yesh Lo Ksuba? She does get a ksuba. That's what Rav Huna says. But Rav Yehuda says no. Achazu v'yachazu in both cases. Even when a kohen gadol marries an amona, that the Mishnah says she does get a ksuba, but also it depends. Isha v'yena isha. True, sometimes she's considered like your wife, you have to pay a ksuba, but sometimes she's not like your wife, you don't have to pay the ksuba. What does it mean? So, this is Rav Yehuda that holds. Hikibo. If the Kohen Gadol knew what he was doing, he knew he's doing an Aveira now. And we learned before, the Svar is that she really doesn't want to do it, because she has everything to lose.
She's going to be a halala. Her kids will be a halala, halalim. So she didn't want to get married. It was the Kohen Gadol that talked her into getting married. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol has to pay her a ksuba. But that's only... No. That's only if hikabu. Hikabu, if the Kohen Gadol knew what he was doing, yesh la ksuba. Then he has to pay her a ksuba when he gives her a get. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that lo hikabu. Let's say when the Kohen Gadol first married her, he did not realize that she was an amona. He didn't realize it. Alacharis ain't lo ksuba. Then lemaisa, when he has to give her a get now, he doesn't have to pay her a ksuba. Like you also say, I was only my chayiv myself to give her a ksuba because I thought she's mutter to me. But now that I find out that she's an amona, her Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an amona, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. That's what Yehuda's Chiddush. This thing where it says meisa, we have a kasha. It says nabraisa konso becheska she came. The Kohen Gadol married her. And Pasha means he thought that she was an amona. Venim says she came, it came out really she's an amona. Yesh lo ksuba. That's when the Kohen Gadol has to pay her a ksuba when he gives her a get. So the diyuk, hastama ein lo ksuba. A master of the Kohen Gadol married a stam, he didn't know what she was. And later he finds out that she's an amona. Mashma what? She does not have a ksuba, ein lo ksuba. So it's a kasha on the first mandiyam, it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Should be a writer of Yehuda. Tomorrow says, nein, loy taima, don't say this. Loy taima, hastama. Ein lo ksuba, don't say min astam. She doesn't get a ksuba. Ela eima, say like this rather. Konso becheska shayna kein. If the Kohen Gadol married her, he thought that she was not a namona. Venim says she came, then he found out that she was a namona. Ein lo ksuba. Then she doesn't get a ksuba. But that's a mekach tois. Like he asked her clearly, were you ever married yet? And she said no. And then the Kohen Gadol found out that she was a namona. That's when he does not have to pay her a ksuba. But the diik is avol stoma. If the Kohen Gadol married a stam, he didn't find out what she was. He stam married her. My, what do you want to tell me? Isla. That then she does get a ksuba, according to Rav Huna. So Mora says, if so, adetoni, what do we have to learn? Becheska she came. Venimsa she came. Yesh lo ksuba. Why does the Bryce have to say such a strong lotion? Like, when does she get a ksuba? If the Kohen Gadol knew that she was an amona, and he married her because she was an amona, then she gets a ksuba. What do you have to say like that for? Lishamin and Stama. Should have said rather, even if a Kohen Gadol marries a Stam, he didn't find out any information. He's not sure whether she's an amona or not. Still, he has to give her a ksuba. And if he'd say that, I would automatically know the kol shchein ho, and for sure, if the Kohen Gadol knew what he was doing, that he knew that she's an amona, for sure he'll have to give her a ksuba. So that's one kash lechur on Rav Huna. The yoyt, secondly, it's on Rav Huna. Tony, it says clearly, konsa v'yedua. V'nim says v'yedua, yesh la ksuba. The Kohen Gadol marries her and knows that she's an amona, and she is an amona. Then later, when he gives her a get, he has to pay the ksuba. But clearly, konso stam, but let's say the Kohen Gadol marries her like this. He didn't know what she was. Ein lo ksuba. And later we find out that she's an amona, and the Kohen Gadol has to give her a get. The lochri, she does not get a ksuba. He has the same aloch like an idleness. And the Mora says, tiyuf to the Rav Huna. It's a kash on Rav Huna. It's not for the riot to Rav Yehuda. The Mora says, now Rav Huna maspisa natise. Rav Huna made his mistake because of our Mishnah. The way he learned the Mishnah, he made a mistake. Who saw Rav Huna thought, me the kamaflik be islandis, for like kamaflik be almona, since our Mishnah only makes a difference between an islandis. Our Mishnah says, if you marry an islandis, you don't have to give her ksuba. But the end of the Mishnah says, but if you knew that she was an islandis, and still you married her, then you do have to give her ksuba. So since the Mishnah makes the difference by an islandis, and does not make the difference by an almona, Michlal, Rav Huna thought, the almona afilo bestomanami yislo. Then Naman is not so bad, even though the Kohen Gadol married and didn't realize what she was, and later we find out she's an amona, still the Kohen Gadol has to pay her a ksuba. That's what he thought to say. And the Teretz says, V'lohi, Rav Huna made a mistake, it's not that way. Tikatoni lo l'almona, aplukta di'alnis koi. That's what it says, Naman is going on the same machlekes b'alnis. When does the Kohen Gadol have to pay her a ksuba? Only if the Kohen Gadol knew what she was. The Kohen Gadol knew that she was an amona. Then we say the Kohen Gadol talked her into getting married, it's his fault, he has to pay the ksuba. If the Kohen Gadol did not realize that she's an amona, we don't say the Kohen Gadol is at fault. He thought she's mutter to him. That's why he married her. Later, when he finds out that she's an amona, he can't stay married to her, it's not his fault that he has to give her a get.
Therefore, he would not have to pay the ksuba. Hajun alecho almona nizainus. Mishnah says, Hanoiseyes isha, if a man marries a wife, uposkima, he makes up with her a new special tanai, kadeshi yijin esbita. He marries the lady that has a daughter already from a different husband. And now the new husband marries her. And he makes a tanai with her that I'll support your daughter chameshonim for 5 years. Halacha is chayiv lazayna chameshonim. The first husband has to support her for 5 years. Even if he gives his wife a get, so what? He made it tonight to support her for 5 years. He has to give him a zayna for 5 years. What's going to be in Echnami? The first one gave her a get and to the mother. And this place liyacher, the mother now, again with the daughter, got married to a second husband. So it's a third husband now. Nisus liyacher. And the third husband made a tanai with her, kadeshi yizin esbita chamashonim. He'll also support her daughter for 5 years. The halacha is chayiv lezoina chamashonim. Both of them, the two husbands now, have a chayiv, or the first man, and now the second, her third husband, has to support her daughter. Now, lo yoy maharishim, the first husband that already gave the mother a get has no right to say, likishatovi yetzli yazoina. In other words, when she comes to me, in other words, I'll only support her, kol zaman, I was married to you. The first husband can't tell the wife, listen, I only meant to support your daughter, kol zaman, you're living with me when I'm married to you. But now that I gave you a get, I don't want to support you. He can't say that. Ela rather, moiluch lamazanasel, lamakim shimai. Even though the mother now got married to another man, still the first husband, the first man, has to pay her. Pay the daughter, because that was the tanai he made. That when he married her, he was mechayiv himself to support this girl for 5 years. Nothing to do that he's still staying married to the mother. He's mechayiv himself to support this girl for 5 years. So he has to send the money to wherever she is. The same way, lo yomu shneim, they both have no right to say, harei ono zoninoi sok yechod, we'll both support her together. There's two men now that have to support this girl. So they both say, we'll spend 50-50. Can't do that. Each one has his own chiyuv to support her completely. So therefore, elo echad zona. One true has to give a food seat. V'yechad noisin lo dimei mezainis. And the second one has to pay the money. Hey, she can't get double food. She must get room. But the second one has to give her the money. Say tabal. Let's say niseis. If she gets married now, habal noisin lo mezainis. Let's say the daughter now. He gets married, so halacha is her husband has to support her. Vehein, and these two men now, nice in law, they also have a chiyuv to support her, and they have to give her the money. Hey, it's the husband that the daughter now got married to her husband, so the daughter has to, the daughter gets fed by her husband. And the first two men have to give her the money. What's going to be mesu, mesu? Let's say the first two men die. Mesu. They die. The halacha is like this. The regular daughters that you have, that is a tanai ksuba that when a husband dies, his daughters have a right to be freed from his property. That's only minichasim b'nei chayrin. That's only if the husband left over when he died, property. But for he, this daughter here, that the first two men were mechayiv them to support her for 5 years, for he, nizaynis minichasim b'shabadim. She even has a right to be collected from their property that was sold already. Why? Because she's considered like a bal chayv. Because when the mother got married, that husband made it tanai, he's going to support this girl. So this girl now, when the husband dies, she doesn't get money because like Yerusha or tanai ksuba. She gets the money because that husband was mechayv himself to pay her, like a regular bal chayv. So once the husband has a chiyuv to support her for 5 years, if the husband now goes and sells any property, she has a right later to collect it back from the chosim mishabadim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hapichim, a smart man, when he marries a lady that has a daughter, and the wife says, I'll only marry you if you will support my daughter for 5 years, you know what the husband should say? Hoyakaisun used to write down like this, true, I'll support your daughter for 5 years, Al Menashe Ezen as Bitcha Chomeshonim Kol Zaman Shatimi. Only Kol Zaman, we're married. But let's say I give you a get, then I don't have to support your daughter.
That's what the smart ones used to say. Because the Roni Mechaidim, to support the daughter, calls them on, they stay married to the mother. But clearly, if Sada give her a ghetto, then they don't have to pay her. Else, if the husband dies, she does not have a right to collect from his nechas. More stuff like this. Itma, we learned like this. Ha'im elachaveira, somebody says to his friend, Chayiv ani luchamona. Ishno, I owe you $100. It's like Haido, I admit that I owe you $100. And we don't know anything about it. So Rabbi Yechonon Amar Chayim, Rabbi Yechonon says, yes, the guy has to pay the money. Since you agreed, you admitted that you owe him the money, that's like a chayvus now, you have to pay him. For Eshlaka Shema Potter, Eshlaka says, no, you don't have to pay, it means nothing. You can retract later and say, I was only joking, I didn't mean it, I don't have to pay him. Rezechidon, what are we talking about? If there were Edim there, you told the two people, you be Edim for me. What I'm saying right now that I owe him money, my time with Resh Lakish took a potter. How could Resh Lakish say a potter? That's enough in halacha like that. The Gemara Sanhedrin, that a person is moid in front of Edim, that's called a good haido. That's called like you mechayiv yourself now. So how could Resh Lakish say a potter here? Elamai idolo yomule matam edai. Elamai, when the person said this, he did not tell the people there, I want you to be my Edim. So if so, my time with Rabbi Yechon Nechon Mechayiv, why does Rabbi Yechon say that you have to pay the money? We don't know you owe the money. Nobody knows about it. You just said now yourself that you owe the money. So the law is, if you don't say it in front of Edim, or you don't tell the people you'll be my Edim, you have a right letter to say, I was joking, I didn't mean it. So why does Rabbi Yechon say, you have a chiyiv, you have to pay the money? So what are we talking about? So Gemara says, Li'olam, really, I'll tell you, Deloi komolem et atemeidai. We're talking about the cases that you did not tell them atemeidai. You did not say it in front of the two Edim, even Edim was there, but you did not tell them, I want you to be my Edim. Says, so why does Rabbi Yechon say, Yechayiv? For all of my askinon, the Omar lay like this, Chayiv ani luchamona b'shtar. So I owe you $100 in the shtar. So since he said in the shtar, that's a choshev thing. To what Rabbi Yechonon Omar Chayiv. Rabbi Yechonon says, what is Chayiv? Why Alima Milsa Dishtara? Because since he says, I owe you the money, and he wrote it down in the shtar, by writing it down in the shtar, that's a strong thing. Command the Omar Lahu Atim Eidai Dami. That's as if you told the people, I want you to be my Edim. If you say like this, I owe you money, and he's writing it down in the shtar, that's a strong thing. That shows you're not joking around, but you really mean what you're saying, that you owe him the money. That's called you're Mechayiv yourself. Rashi says, "Mamish shemosa lo ishtar b'fanenum, that he gave over a star in front of us. The kosaboy, in this piece of paper was written, ani chayiv l'chomona. I owe you a mona. That's the case here. That's the machlokes. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since it's written down over here, therefore that's considered like atam edai. You have to pay." And Rashi says, "V'afal pishik sav yodihu hoyev lechosim potter." That the reason why Resh Lakish says you're potter here, since he himself didn't sign on it, therefore you're potter. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Since Lamaisi wrote it down in the shtar, that's a very strong thing. Resh Lakish shama potter. Resh Lakish says no, you're potter. Why? Lo yalima milsa d'shtara. This type of a shtar, like Rashi and Tosfos both say, that you wrote down in the shtar saying, I owe you $1,000. But you did not sign your name there. Since you did not sign your name there, Resh Lakish says it's not called such a chosh of a shtar. And therefore the lach is that it means nothing, you have right to be tracked later and say I didn't mean it. Verses Tanan, we learned in our mission like this. When a lady gets married, that has a daughter already, and she tells the husband, Oposki, my lozenes bitochamishonim, I'll only marry you if you agree to support my daughter for 5 years. So our mission says, Chayiv lozenes chamishonim, that the husband has to support the daughter now for 5 years. So my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about Kiyai Gavna? Lachur, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? They have to be talking about like this. We wrote it down in the Shtar, I am a Chayiv myself now to pay it for 5 years. So, if so, it's a Chash and Resh Lakish. So how can Resh Lakish say, you potter? So Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you what we're talking about here, Vishtar Psikta. We're talking about here, a Shtar Psikta. It's a better type of Vishtar.
Yeah, alright, turn over here.